Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Are they a better team now than they were at this time last year? I personally don't think so, because when you lose 10 of 22 starters, it's difficult to say without many major changes. One, of course, DK Metcalf. But you lose a guy with George Pickens. Now, DK Metcalf is a step above George Pickens, no question. But you're kind of right back to where you were last year, where you have a number one receiver, and then who's number two? They have a lot of high hopes for Roman Wilson, their third-round pick last year, who missed the entire season. But I still believe that they will go out and get some other type of number two. They brought in Robert Woods. I don't think he's that guy. He's a step above Van Jefferson, but he's at this point in his career, he's not the number two you're looking for. Maybe you know, there's a couple of Aaron Rodgers receivers out there. I wouldn't look for any blockbuster trade or anything like that, but I would not be surprised if they added another wide receiver to help out Aaron Rodgers.
All right, there you go. Jerry Dulac on with Rich Eisen at the tail end of last week, saying that he does not think right now that the Pittsburgh Steelers are a better football team than they were last year. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. I think they are a better football team. I am going completely counter to what Jerry Dulac just had to say there. And he actually argued with himself a little bit in that clip. The Steelers are not better than they were last year, says Dulac. But then he went on to say DK Metcalf, a step above George Pickens. Went on to say Robert Woods, a step above Van Jefferson. Now, if Robert Woods were your number two, that's not a good situation. But Jerry there admits that Robert Woods is better than Van Jefferson. So Jerry, whether he meant to or not, already said the Steelers wide receiver core is better than it was last year. I totally agree with that. DK Metcalf is a professional. He runs the complete route tree. He will hit big plays, but he's also not afraid to go over the middle of the field. George Pickens never developed as that guy. Oh, yeah, and by the by, George Pickens, a massive distraction off the field. He wasn't delivering presents on Christmas Eve, and yet he was late to the Christmas Day game against the Kansas City Chiefs, and there was a massive miscommunication that led to finger-pointing between the number one wide receiver and the quarterback, Russell Wilson. DK Metcalf, meanwhile, was out there coaching Joey Porter Jr. on how he was trying to draw flags and what Joey Porter Jr. could do to avoid flags. This according to Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette, who joined us last Friday. So they're better at wide receiver. And we'll get to the nitty-gritty, and we can go position by position, but just on the surface, 412-928-9370. Are the Steelers better right now than they were last season? Again, 412-928-9370. Jerry would also go on to say that, I don't know, they got 10 out of 22 new starters now, and I'm not convinced they're a better football team. Here are the starters they lost. And you tell me if you're crying in your milk or your cereal, perhaps you're a cream of wheat guy, an oatmeal human. Let me know if any of these guys have you crying in your breakfast today that they don't have anymore. Russell Wilson. Probably not crying about him. Went 0-5 down the stretch because all the guy could do was check it down, throw it deep, and take sacks. God bless Russell Wilson. Seems like a nice guy, albeit phony. No one's crying about that guy not being here. I ran into a Giants fan this weekend at the U.S. Open. He said they're all very excited about Russell Wilson. I said, get ready to learn toxic positivity, buddy. The Giants will be sitting there at 3-11. He'll be coaching up Jackson Dart on the sideline, and he'll be telling his guys, oh, we still got a shot to make a run. Ain't no one crying in their eggs Benedict over losing Russell Wilson. Najee Harris, pillar of consistency, good player, not a great player by any stretch of the imagination. His best attributes were he was always available and he never fumbled. Okay, great. Yeah, he had 1,000 yards in each of his first four NFL seasons. That's not something to scoff at, but I don't think you canonize the guy. I don't think he's getting into the Hall of Fame for having four straight 1,000-yard seasons now that they have 17 games a year. He was as explosive as I am. 20-yard runs, 30-yard runs, 40-yard runs, not a lot of those. Jaylen Warren's a guy that all of us wanted to see more of the last couple of years. Now you're going to get to see more of him. Why did we want to see Jaylen Warren? Because we all thought he was better, because we all saw that he was more explosive. We all saw that he was a better fit for the offense. Is anybody crying in their dippy eggs that Van Jefferson, who was a starter in that playoff game against the Ravens, is gone? Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, buddy. Good guy. So that was probably unfair for me to say, but at this stage of his career, just not a great football player. Anybody upset that the Tennessee Titans gave Dan Moore Jr. $82 million? That guy's a revolving door. That guy gave up like 13 sacks last year. Now, part of that's on Russell Wilson, who we're not crying about. Part of that's because the running game never got great traction despite them trying, because Najee Harris was just okay. And no one's crying about him. But all of us benched Dan Moore hundreds of times over, sitting at the bar with our friends. Boy, if they would only sit down that Dan Moore and move Broderick Jones back to left tackle. So, sorry, Dulac, I'm not going to be upset that there's going to be a new starter at the left tackle position, the guy that they drafted to be their franchise left tackle. I don't know if it's going to work out for Broderick Jones. He's lost some weight. Congratulations to him. Maybe he's skipping breakfast these days. But no one's upset that Dan Moore Jr. is gone. Spencer Anderson was a starter last year on the Steelers' offensive line, because Mason McCormick was banged up for that playoff game, couldn't go. Okay? So what? I'd rather Mason McCormick be in there. So would you. They lost Larry Ogunjobi. He spent more time in the tub than he did on the practice field his time in Pittsburgh. That guy was always banged up. The reason they got him in the first place was because Chicago, they tried to sign him. He failed the physical. The Steelers got him for pennies on the dollar. A worthwhile experiment. But come on. Look at his stat line for the last few years. My man was invisible. He made a play once every five games. He didn't practice on Wednesdays or Thursdays. Who needs him? Oh, no. That's another starter they needed to replace. And they did so with Derek Harmon, who by all accounts looked great at OTAs and minicamp and is a specimen. One day could be the fill-in. I think that's the hope for Cam Hayward. Goodbye, Landon Roberts. I think some of us will be crying in our Frosted Flakes about him, because he's an old-school, downhill-hitting kind of linebacker in the mold of a Vince Williams. But last I checked, the Steelers gave up 299 yards in the playoff game against the Baltimore Ravens on the ground. You're supposed to be a run stuffer. A lot of that's going to be on you, big guy. And it's a shame that he's not going to get to do the Elaine and Robert show with Donnie Football. That does make me sad, but Peyton Wilson's supposed to be the guy. And you've got Patrick Queen that you've committed money to. And you've got Cole Holcomb coming back. So that's a guy who you don't have to be upset isn't coming back. Dante Jackson, who's as tall as me, was one of your starting corners last year. And yeah, he took the ball away, particularly early in the season. But as the season wore on, he wasn't taking anything away. He wasn't defending a single blade of grass. He had back issues. So I'm sympathetic to that because I have kyphosis and I'm built like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, but that guy was not some great shakes. You've replaced him with Darius Slay, who won a Super Bowl last year and still graded out really high in man coverage on Pro Football Focus. Which of these starters, Jerry, are we supposed to be upset that they've lost? Not one of those guys has me bummed out. all of them replacement level players within reason. So that's nine starters. I'm trying to find the 10th that Dulac was talking about. I guess he's talking about punter. I thought they were good at punter last year, but now you get Bill Burr back, the guy who looks like Bill Burr, who I thought Cameron Johnston was going to be one of the better punters in the league last year. You get him back. Hopefully he's healthy. If he's healthy, he will be one of the better punters in the league. Where are all the losses that I'm supposed to care about? The reason why they're going to be better this year than last year is because they've upgraded at the most important position. Even if they were the same every place else, no one would be excited about that. But if they were the same every place else and you replace Russell Wilson with Aaron Rodgers, you are a better football team. Agree or disagree? 412-928-9370. I'm not predicting the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. I'm not predicting them to win multiple playoff games. I am predicting them to win more games than they won last year. It's a better football team. It's a more manageable schedule. I have the complete opposite viewpoint of Jerry Dulac. 412-928-9370. So who do you agree with, him or me? Do you think the Steelers are better right now than they were last year? 412-928-9370. I'm not really sure what to do right now because Doran is out. He's got the explosive diarrhea. Harry pounded his chest during the early morning show saying, oh boy, Doran's missing work for spending too much time on the toilet. I haven't done that lately. And now he's missed the entirety of the first segment because he's off in the bathroom. Our intern RJ could probably come in here and take us to break. Problem is, I'm looking out our studio right now through the glass double doors. He's waiting in the hallway. He doesn't have his key card yet. I am literally on an island here. I want to take calls. I can't do that because Harry's supposed to answer the phones. So I'm just blowing in the breeze right now. I'm all alone. I'm on a sailboat. I'm in the middle of the ocean and I'm up Bleeps Creek without a paddle. Great. 412-928-9370. If you do call, I can put you on hold. I have those capabilities in this studio. But I thought we had a nice landing point there for me to go to break and say, hey guys, why don't you call in? And when we come back, I'll get to your calls. Do you think the Steelers are better than they were last year? At least as we sit right now. And, well, I have to tap dance the rest of the segment. So thank you to Harry. 412-928-9370. The one area where I'll agree with Dulac is they are not in a great place at the wide receiver two spot. They've upgraded at wide receiver one. DK Metcalf, a much better player, much more consistent player, a much smaller jackass than George Pickens. Wide receiver two, if you're hoping that Roman Wilson can become the guy, well, I think he could be disappointed. So you do have to address that position. But on the whole, are the Steelers better now than they were last year? Dulac says no. I say absolutely yes. Where do you come down on this? 412-928-9370. Harry is back, as is intern RJ.
Are they a better...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Team now than they were at this time last year? I personally don't think so.
We don't need the because. We gave you the because in the first segment. That's Jerry Dulac with Rich Eisen. He does not think the Steelers are better right now than they were last year. Agree or disagree, 412-928-9370. I think the Steelers are better. And when you say nice things about the Steelers, people hit you on the text line at 412-928-9370 and they say you're a homer. I'm not predicting that Aaron Rodgers is going to be leading a parade down the Boulevard of the Allies, that he is going to be double-fisting light beer while ingesting ayahuasca. I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to lead the Steelers to multiple playoff wins, but I do think it's going to look better this year. And that's tough to define, but it's like the definition of pornography as identified by the Supreme Court. You just know it when you see it. I think they're going to be more explosive throwing the ball. I think they're going to be more explosive running the ball. They've got a young athletic offensive line. They've got a running back that Mark Caboli said yesterday, and Caleb Johnson, he thinks is going to be a star. He's a better fit for the offense. Jaylen Warren a better fit than Najee Harris was. I think offensively it's not going to be some great shakes, but I do think it's going to be more aesthetically pleasing. I think the ball's going to find the middle of the field more often. I think they're going to win more games this year than they won last year. I think they're a better team. I think it's an easier schedule. That doesn't make me a homer. I think it makes me a realist. Dulac says they've lost 10 starters, and he's not sure that the guys they replaced him with are going to make them better. I don't see a single guy that I'm upset that they lost. Russ, Najee, Pickens, Van Jefferson, Dan Moore Jr., Spencer Anderson, Larry Ogunjobi, Landon Roberts, Dante Jackson, the punter. Those are the 10 guys that started last year's playoff game against the Ravens where they gave up 299 yards and are not going to be here this year. Why is that a bad thing? That's a wonderful thing. Anybody who was part of that should have come under the microscope. And a lot of those guys did. They've turned over darn near half the roster. Good. They got embarrassed on national TV by their biggest rival. Oh, no, they have to replace all these starters. Good. A lot of those guys stunk. At least in the playoff game, they stunk. And Russell Wilson had that nice moment in the middle of the season, but then the more he had to drop back traditionally and throw the football, he couldn't do it. He was taking sacks left and right. They lost Justin Fields, and while he would have been my number one choice this offseason, let's not pretend like the guy was Michael Vick in his prime or anything, please. I think the Steelers are a better football team. Do you? 412-928-9370. I've thrown that up on Twitter. It's the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Twitter poll, trustpj.com. Do the Steelers have a better roster than they did last year? 70% of people disagree with Dulac right now, and they agree with me. Someone text in on the Edgar Steiner and Associates fan text line. Be careful, Crowley. Dulac will block you on social media for saying he's wrong. It happened to me. I like Dulac. Dulac and I have always had a good relationship. I have heard that he blocks people. I do not blame him for that. I'm not a block guy on Twitter. I mute people. I feel like if you block somebody, that you give them satisfaction. If you go all Mutombo on their ass and you wag your finger, they're going to wear it like a badge of honor. They'll screenshot it. They'll send it out to the masses and they'll say, look what I did. I got my guy to react negatively. But if you mute them, they'll just scream into the void forever and they'll be none the wiser.
Why don't you just actually ignore people and then, you know, and then actually not let them bother you?
They don't bother me, but I'd rather just not see it.
Then why mute them?
I would rather not see my face photoshopped with, you know, a hot dog going into my mouth, if you catch what I'm saying. You get a lot of that kind of stuff on the social media. I'd rather just not see it.
Because it bothers you?
No, I'm sitting in a public place. I'm sitting in a waiting room and getting my teeth cleaned by Dr. Matthew Vogt. I drive out to Indianapolis to get a root canal. I'm sitting in there in the waiting room. I'm not flipping through a magazine that's been there since 1988. I'm scrolling through Twitter. I don't need some, you know, phallic object there. I don't need the mom sitting next to me who's like struggling to deal with her three kids, knowing she's about to go under for some sort of procedure, to look over and see a penis because someone tweeted one at me.
How many times do you look at somebody else's phone when you're sitting places?
Sometimes you can't help it. And it also depends on the Zoom function there too, Harry. Like my mom, her text is like 48 font. Like if you are sitting in PNC Park and she's in the front row and you were up in section 307, you could see what my mom is texting.
Can you really make a picture bigger though? You can make text bigger, but can you really make a picture bigger?
Why are you fighting me on this?
Because you're a sensitive man, and I'm trying to break you of those habits.
I wish you were in the bathroom. 412-928-9370. Are the Steelers better now than they were last year? I also sometimes during the breaks look at Facebook. It's the only time I ever look at Facebook. I only have it on this computer. There's like two system authentication or whatever that word is, and it's a pain in the ass. So I'm flipping through Facebook during the break, and I see, I did not know this, on the 20th of this month, it's West Virginia University Day at PNC Park, and you can get a West Virginia-themed Pirates jersey. And I can't think of anything that would make me more sad than to wear that around and for the world to know that I am, yes, a Pirates fan, but also a West Virginia fan, and my life has just been heartbreak from a sports fandom standpoint. If you wear that around, like you go to the beach in the summertime for vacation and you're wearing a Pirates-themed West Virginia jersey or a West Virginia-themed Pirates jersey, everyone's looking at you going, man, what a miserable son of a bitch that guy is.
Yeah, West Virginia is pretty terrible.
Well, they sure will break your heart. I mean, honestly, if it's a Pitt-themed Pirates jersey too, same thing.
No.
Just a lot of heartbreak there.
I wouldn't say that.
That's because you don't understand the history.
Well, Pitt beat West Virginia in football this year.
They did. 38-34.
Yeah. Well,
second and 30. That one hurt.
Well, yeah. West Virginia also had a 10-point lead with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
I think it was even less than that.
So I think that the embarrassment is more if you're a West Virginia person. And it's not the same at all.
Texter, that list of players the Steelers lost is the virtual definition of dead weight. That's exactly what I'm saying. Dulac saying, wow, they've lost about half their roster. Good. Good. Not a single one of those players is not replaceable. Every single one of them, go find a guy on the street. I'll get my guy RJ here, who plays D3 football. I'll get his ass in a Steelers uniform. At least he's going to have the effort. Kirk Herbstreit on the national broadcast in that playoff game saying, I've never seen the Steelers quit before. It looks like the Steelers are quitting right now. My guy RJ, who plays at Westminster, he at least wouldn't quit. Why am I supposed to be upset that all those guys are gone? I'm not. Dulac is. I don't get it. Are the Steelers better now than they were last year? 412-928-9370. Texter, nobody talks about Elliott, and they should be. Well, the Steelers seem to like the guy. They just gave him a two-year contract. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. Jeff Hathorn's going to join us at 7 to get into all the topics of the day, one of which is a report that came out yesterday that really perked my ears up. A Pittsburgh legend could wind up not being a one-helmet guy. Who and why? We'll get to that next. We'll still take your Steelers texts and calls at 412-928-9370. Jerry.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dulac says the Steelers aren't as good right now as they were last year. I totally disagree. What do you think? 412-928-9370, and you can vote on the Twitter poll at @_AdamCrowley. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. One of the reasons why Jerry said they're not better than they were last year is because they're replacing 10 starters, and I kind of throw my hands up on that and say, so what? All those guys were replaceable. A texter writes in, and you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Well, how many of those guys made the Pro Bowl? It's a good question, just one. And it was Russell Wilson, and he was like the 15th alternate. Joe Burrow was a Pro Bowl quarterback who took part in the Pro Bowl games. Bengals didn't make the playoffs. He was a worthy selection. If the Bengals had made the playoffs, he probably would have been an MVP candidate, like a legit one. He may have won the MVP. Drake May replaced Lamar Jackson. Russell Wilson replaced Josh Allen. So I guess the Steelers are replacing a Pro Bowl quarterback this year. Oh, man. 412-928-9370. If you want to chime in on that conversation, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Some breaking news yesterday from Josh Yowie of The Athletic, and I think Josh is really good at his job. I think Josh is a wonderful man. I consider Josh a friend. Super cool dude. He wrote, "It's not known if Geno Malkin is going to retire from hockey after this season, but from what I've heard, the 2025-2026 campaign will be his final season with the Penguins." Now, I heard Starkey pan this yesterday and say, well, what's the big deal? Didn't we all know that? Yeah, I do think. We all knew that this would be his last go-round with the Penguins. My assumption was, though, that that was going to be it for him. That he was either going to retire fully from hockey or that he was going to take his talents to Magnitogorsk and play in Russia, play in the KHL. Go over there, make a lot of tax-free money, shake some hands, have a great time in a lesser league, and then whenever he feels like he can't play anymore, he'll say goodbye. If he intends on playing any more NHL hockey after this season, I think that opens up the possibility that the Penguins could trade him at the deadline, and that's the nuts and bolts of this for me. That's why when I read that story yesterday, I went, this is actually more interesting than I think a lot of people are giving it credit for. Like, Josh is just going to report what he hears, and it's always great to have a little Penguin stuff to nosh on. But if Malkin plans on remaining in the NHL beyond his Penguins contract, then I would think at the deadline this year, if the Penguins are out of it, and I think they will be, you could move the guy. And I absolutely would do that. This is an opportunity to make good on something the Penguins probably should have done a few years ago. It looked like things got contentious between Malkin and the regime at the time. Malkin probably wanted to play for something closer to what he had made his entire career. He took a sizable discount. There was probably some squabbling about the years, if I'm remembering correctly. It looked like Malkin could enter free agency. They probably should have traded him before that. If you're going into a rebuild, you got to have both feet on one side of the fence. You can't have one foot on one side, another foot on the other, especially in hockey, when rebuilding and tearing it down and quote-unquote tanking could lead you to getting generational players, as we've seen before. Tanking led to Lemieux. Tanking led to Crosby, to Malkin, to Jordan Staal, to Marc-Andre Fleury. Tanking in the NHL is a tried-and-true process that has yielded significant results for a lot of franchises out there. If Malkin is going to play beyond this season in the NHL, you got to move him at the deadline. And you can actually recoup something for him. I always just assumed he was going to walk at the end of this year, and yeah, he'd get his retirement tour, and he'd get the key to the city in a lot of different places, and he'd get his face, his big smiling Russian face, on the Jumbotron, and everyone give him a standing ovation. Wow, Hall of Fame career, two Art Ross trophies, a Conn Smythe trophy, a Hart trophy. The guy's a shoo-in first ballot hockey Hall of Famer. He was going to get his flowers as he goes around the league like Marc-Andre Fleury did this year. But if he's going to play beyond this season, this actually gives Kyle Dubas an opportunity to make up for a past regime mistake. And you can move him at the deadline, and you can actually get an asset in return. Now, before all y'all out there say you're not going to get anything from Malkin, look at Brad Marchand. And they're totally different players, and Brad Marchand's a son of a gun, and he'll bite you, and he'll spit on you, and he'll kiss you, and he'll do all kind of wacky stuff. Brad Marchand this year, 71 games, 51 points. Evgeny Malkin this season, people think he's washed, and he ain't what he used to be. We can all see that. He played 68 games, had 50 points. So from a production standpoint, both guys very similar. Teams at the deadline are always looking for bona fides. They're looking for resume. They're looking for big game resume. Malkin's got that in spades. I've already told you he won a Conn Smythe as a playoff MVP. What did Boston get back for Brad Marchand? A conditional 2027 second round pick that will now be upgraded to a first round pick because he played 50% of the Panthers' first two rounds of the playoffs. My God, the guy just scored in the Stanley Cup final a double overtime goal. Brad Marchand has been a hell of a pickup. Arguably, one of the biggest deadline acquisitions of all time. The Panthers probably aren't in the position they're in without that guy. And you're telling me at the deadline, you've got a Evgeny Malkin that you can dangle out there? Centers are always coveted at the deadline. You're telling me a team out there wouldn't want a second-line center with all that experience? And if Malkin is going to stay in the NHL and not be a quote-unquote one-sweater guy, then what's the difference between letting him walk at the end of the year and trading him at the deadline? I'll tell you the difference. It's an additional asset for the rebuild for Kyle Dubas. So I think it would actually be the best possible outcome for the Penguins that Malkin wants to keep playing over here in the States, but that they're not going to give him a contract extension, thus making him expendable at the deadline. It would hurt. The warm and fuzzies would go away. I'd probably shed a tear. That guy has brought so many wonderful memories. Go back to 2009 against Carolina, the Spinorama goal. what he did to the Capitals in that playoff series when the Penguins were down 2-0 and he turned it on and became Gino the Machino, his parents in the stands. Like, the tribute video will get tears. Absolutely. For fans of a certain age, I'm 34. He's all we've known. Crosby's all we've known. So it'll hurt. But don't you care more about the logo on the front than you do about the name on the back of the sweater? I do. And if Malkin's going to take his talent someplace else at the end of this season, why not get what you can for him at the deadline? And maybe that helps you sink to the bottom of the league. And maybe, just maybe, you can win the lottery and get Gavin McKenna, the next great superstar, to play hockey in the black and gold. There's a report from David Pagnotta of the Fourth Period, who is a really tapped-in insider, talking about who the Penguins might consider parting from this offseason. We'll get to that coming up next. How it all folds into tanking for Gavin McKenna. How it all folds in with Evgeny Malkin. That's next.
Alan Crosby to the front for Malkin. Save me. Rebound scores! Number 500 for Evgeny Malkin.
What a career for Evgeny Malkin. Two-time Art Ross Trophy winner, Conn Smythe Trophy winner, three-time Cup winner, one-time Hart Trophy winner. Surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. Josh Yowie reports yesterday this will be his last with the Penguins, but might not necessarily be his last in the NHL. If he isn't going to retire, if he isn't going to go to Mother Russia, and he is going to play beyond this season in North America, then the Penguins absolutely should trade him at the deadline. What do you think? 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We'll talk to our guy Jeff Hathorn about this and a bunch of different topics coming up in about 10 minutes. People are blowing up the text line saying that Evgeny Malkin's got a no-trade clause and thus he's going to turn down any opportunity to be moved to a contender at the deadline. I totally disagree with that. Now, he does have a no-trade clause, but if the Penguins have made it clear this offseason, like Yowie's reporting, that this will be his final year in a Penguin sweater, that's going to hurt his feelings a little bit. We've talked to Tyler Kennedy about this. I've talked to Doran Dickerson about this. If you get asked to move a no-trade clause, usually you just waive it because you feel so disrespected that you're not going to want to be here anymore. And in the case of Malkin, I think if you're Dubas, you extend the olive branch and you say, hey, man, are you amenable to moving your no-trade clause and going and taking one last run at winning a championship here? Like, I wouldn't do it in a disrespectful way. I would say, hey, Gino, what are you thinking? As he approached the deadline, Malkin, do you want to go play for a winner? And if he says no, then obviously you can't trade him. But I would ask the question, and the answer may well be yes, if he's playing beyond this year in the United States or in Canada. 412-928-9370. David Pagnotta of the Fourth Period, big-time NHL insider, says that the Penguins are also entertaining offers on Carlson, Raquel, and Rust. While all these teams in the Eastern Conference are trying to jockey for playoff positioning and trying to improve upon their rosters, Pagnotta and others like Jeff Merrick and Elliot Friedman have reported the Penguins are one of the only clear sellers in the NHL this offseason. I'm fine with them trading any of those guys because the prize is Gavin McKenna, who might be the next one. I'm not saying he'll be Connor McDavid. I'm not saying he'll be Sidney Crosby, but this is a potentially franchise-altering talent, and why have one foot in the contending side of the fence and another on the tanking side of the fence? When you've got a guy like that waiting for you potentially with the number one overall pick, do everything you can to position yourself to win that lottery and get that guy. Carlson should go. You're probably not getting anything in return, but the hope is that they'll take the salary. Raquel, I think, could net you a lot. I'd have moved him at the deadline. Guy's a darn near 40-goal scorer. Those dudes don't grow on trees. He's been a hell of a pickup. And Brian Rust, look, I don't want to say goodbye to Rust. I wouldn't want to say goodbye to Malkin for what these guys have meant to the franchise. And you got big game Brian Rust, but guys like that, guys who have playoff experience, big time playoff experience, have won. they're going to net you a lot at the deadline. Just look at what Brad Marchand got in return and what he's given these Florida Panthers. 51 points in 71 games. Or, yeah, did I get that right? Yeah, 51 points in 71 games for Brad Marchand. Evgeny Malkin, 50 points in 68 games. And Brad Marchand, while he's a great player, his resume ain't anywhere near what Malkin's is. We'll react to these reports from Pagnotta and Josh Joey with our guy Jeff Hathorn coming up at the top of the hour. A little U.S. Open talk. A little Deshaun Elliott talk. That's all on the way. 412-928-9370 is the number. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Right now it's time for Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.